I'm joined on the phone now by a very special lady indeed, Shirley Price, aka Shirl the Whirl, MBE, who has done some death-defying stunts to raise money for blind charities. Hello, Shirley.
Hello, Barry.
Thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, Shirley, I believe you recently did some fundraising that not many people would be keen to even try or get a chance to do. Can you tell us about your latest fundraising venture?
My latest one was a paraglide 4,000 feet off Mont Blanc. And it was the most terrifying of all because just as I'm ready to fly, they say you've got to run 20 miles an hour to take off. Otherwise, you're going to slide 500 yards down a mountain on your stomach, and then you've got to climb up before you do it again.
That must have been pretty daunting for you.
It certainly was. It terrified me. Anyway, they put one man either side of me, made me run, and my little legs never gone so fast.
I was going to say, because I'm coming up 40, and the idea of running 20 miles an hour seems a stretch even for me, so you'd a bit of assistance.
I don't think I've ever done it in my life. I was a sprinter.
What was that first feeling like when you finally your legs leave terra firma?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was so peaceful. It was beautiful. And I loved every minute of the 20 minutes I was in the air. The views over Mont Blanc are just glorious.
Was there snow on the mountaintops?
Oh, yes. We had masses of snow up the top. But because we'd had so much sun over the last few days, the snow further down wasn't as thick as it was up at the top.
Sounds an unforgettable experience. Now, who were you raising the money for, Shirley?
The East Sussex Association for Blind and Partially Sighted People. We look after 2,000 people and it costs us $400,000 a year to run. But every penny has to be raised. They do a wonderful job.
And what's your role there?
I am a vice patron of the charity. I'm also chairman. I founded the Friends ESAB, and I'm chairman of the Tuesday Club for the Blind, where we take about 60 out.
Now, I should just say to the listeners, you're fully sighted.
Oh, yes.
But you've been involved with blind people nearly 60 years, haven't you? How did that come about, Shirley?
We had a blind neighbour next to us in Banstead, Surrey, and she complained that she couldn't get any books. And in those days, books for the blind had to be written by hand on a machine. There was no machines to print Braille then.
Yeah.
So I taught myself Braille. I thought if I can do shorthand, I can do Braille. And I started to write articles and things for her to read, and books for the blind.
So a special friendship formed.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a sighted person, how easy is it to learn Braille?
Well, it's quite tricky. I mean, if you can learn shorthand, you can learn Braille. Was my view, and it turned out to be right. But you can't make a mistake on a page. You can do, they're very large sheets of brown, sort of almost cardboard. And when you get to the bottom of the second page, if you make a mistake on that last line, you've got to do the whole two pages again. You can't have one mistake on a page because it puts the whole thing out for the Braille people.
And I bet that's happened a few times when you were learning.
Oh, it did.
So for the paragliding fundraiser for your 85th, Shirley, how much money did you raise?
So far, I've raised 4,750. Actually, I think it's now 4,800. And I know I've got more to come. And I'm throwing a dinner, which I'm hoping to raise £1,000 when I hand the cheque over. At the moment, it looks around the 6,000, but I'd actually like it to be more than that.
What's your target?
10,000.
Well, you're close.
Mm-hmm. Not far off.
Now, this latest paraglide, it's not the first, is it? You seem to do these every 5 years. Can you take us back to your first?
The first one I did was a parasail in Paxos, and I loved that so much, but I didn't go high enough. So I was 68 when I did that.
Right. What inspired you to do that then?
Oh, it was my birthday. I could see other people doing it, and I thought, that looks good. I'll have a go myself. So that's what inspired me there.
And that was a fundraiser too, was it?
No, that one wasn't. Because I was on holiday, I did it spontaneously. So I wasn't able to do that for fundraising. But the next time, because it costs so much, I felt it was a waste of good money just to do it for my pleasure. So So the first one, I did it for ESAB and Carriage Driving for the Disabled, the Herons Guild Group, because I've been teaching carriage driving to the disabled for 33 years, and I'm still doing it.
What does that entail?
Teaching disabled people how to drive a horse and cart. And we compete all over the country. We teach blind, partially, you know, disabled, of all descriptions.
And this is in the local area in East Sussex, yeah?
Absolutely.
Brilliant. So you did the first one when you were 68. Then when you were 70, you tried parasailing as a fundraiser. And that's continued since. Can you talk about some of the other things you've done, please, Shirley?
Well, the wing walk was the best of all. I loved that. And I was going to be the oldest woman in the world to do it. And then a 94-year-old went up before me, 2 weeks.
Oh, really? You're going to have another go in 5 years?
I am. My grandchildren have insisted that when I get to 95, I do it again.
Out of all the things you have done, so let's just go through them. You have wing walked on an aeroplane, parasailed, you've skydived.
Yes.
What has been the best experience and the most frightening?
The best experience was the wing walk, and the most frightening was the paraglide because of this fear of falling.
I can't believe you've done all this, Shirley. Did you meet your targets when you were doing those?
I met the targets for the other two, 10,000, but I haven't met the target yet for this paraglide, which, again, I would like to make 10,000, but I've only got to 4,800. And I know I shall make another 1,000 at a dinner I'm going to throw, but that's not my 10,000 yet.
Now, Shirley, you've also been recognised for your charity work by being given an MBE. What did that mean to you?
Oh, the world. I couldn't believe that I got it. It was very exciting.
Tell us briefly about the day, please.
A wonderful day. I was more nervous going and getting my MBE than I was doing any of the things that I've done. I mean, to be in the palace and to be honoured in that way was just an amazing feeling. The timing and the way they did it was just absolutely out of this world. Everything was to the last second. And where you put your feet, you had to stand with your toes against the dais. And I mean, they told you what to do every second of the way. It was an amazing day.
What year was that, Shirley?
2013.
So pretty recent.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And did the Queen say anything to you?
Unfortunately, I didn't get the Queen. She wasn't there that day, but I did have Prince Charles. And he was great. He asked me if I was still doing Meals on Wheels, which I had done for 25 years, but I'd stopped doing that now. I said, no, but I meet your father on a regular basis at the disabled carriage driving dues.
Okay.
And he said, oh, what a wonderful man he was and how it kept him young and it would keep me young. And, oh, we chatted and laughed away.
So you're 85 at the moment, Shirley. I wouldn't normally mention a lady's age, but it's so vital to the story if you're doing these big, crazy things every 5 years or so. What have you got planned for your 90th?
The longest zip wire in the world up in Wales.
Really?
Where apparently it's a mile long, very high, over a lake, and you go at 100 miles an hour.
That sounds great fun. Mm. Do you have to have some training for that then, yeah?
Not until you get there. Then they take you on a little short one first, just to give you the idea, and then you're off. I mean, you don't get any training for any of these things. You just go there and do it.
I suppose the best way is just to do it so there's no time to get scared or anxious.
Probably.
Shirley, you remind me, I don't know if it was shown throughout the UK, I assume it was, a programme in the 1980s called Super Gran, about a special gran with superpowers. You remind me very much of her. Now, Shirley, in case any of the listeners would like to contribute to your fundraising, how can they do so?
They can sponsor me by going to Virgin Money Giving online. Just put in Shirley Price 1 or Shirley Price MBE, because there's another Shirley Price on.
If anyone is listening that's inspired by your story, what advice would you give to them?
Go for it. Don't hesitate. Don't ever say you're too old or, oh, I don't think I can do that. You can. Just go and do it. And enjoy yourself.
Good advice. Listen, Shirley, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I'm sure when it comes round for your 90th, we'll be chasing you up again to get you on to find out how the zip slide's gone.
Thank you.
In the meantime, thank you very much for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.